Blackstone Publishing presents Beatles 66, The Revolutionary Year, by Steve Turner. This book is read by Simon Vance. To my class of 1966, Robert Benjamin, John Chandler, Don Eales, Sue Engel, Stephen Goodwin, Bob James, Peter Kay, Keith Newitt, Dave Nightingale, Wanda Paskevich, Linda Rainbow, Malcolm Rock, Danny Smedley, Neil Spencer, Jeff Thompson, and Andrew Windsor. To Abby Gibson and the new generation of Beatle maniacs. Prologue. We were all on this ship in the 60s, our generation, a ship going to discover the new world, and the Beatles were in the crow's nest of that ship. John, 1974. 1966 was without question the pivotal year in the life of the Beatles as performers and recording artists. Before that, they were the four lovable guys from Liverpool, who wore identical suits on stage, played to packed houses of screaming, largely female teenagers, played themselves in movie capers and wrote jaunty songs chiefly about love. After 1966, they were serious, studio-based musicians who no longer toured, wore individually selected clothes from Chelsea boutiques, wrote songs that explored their psyches and the nature of society, and were frequently considered a threat to the established order by governments around the world. During that 12-month period, they went through changes that would have crushed men with less resilience and vision. The marriage of John and Cynthia, and the live-in relationship of Paul and Jane Asher, were disintegrating. John began consuming LSD so recklessly that it affected his self-worth and sense of identity.